RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you very much, Brendan. 248-539-9797. We have our picks coming up at 8:35. All right, John. We're in a situation here.
Hold on. Paul's got something.
So before we get into this, Stoney, we did have a call with a bit of a complaint.
Okay.
A guy's driving in around. His kids are in the car.
Okay.
And they're concerned now because at first they thought Santa was starting World War III, and then they weren't sure whether he existed or not.
I didn't say anything about his existence. Did I? No. I just had found out. I purposely did not question anything to do with his existence. I question whether he'd be doing the world a favor getting rid of Putin.
I know that Santa will arrive at the Jansen house tonight, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing him because, yeah. You know, moms and dads can have conversations with Santa and we can talk about his journey and
absolutely
have a couple chicken wings with him as he finishes up his journey. Mm-hmm. So
it's a good idea you don't leave out venison because that would have been in poor taste.
Yes. No venison jerky for Santa. Yeah.
Yeah. He couldn't bring that up the chimney back into the sled. He would have got some dirty looks.
Yeah. Yeah. For certainly.
By the way, Hanukkah Harry's a fraud. Okay. Just made that up. John, the Lions play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. If they lose that game, they might actually be the worst team in the division. Statistically, if they lose and lose out.
Please repeat. I was still thinking about Hanukkah Harry.
Okay. If the Lions like lose tomorrow and then lose out.
Yes.
They could be they'll finish with the worst record in the division.
It's possible.
Okay. So forget the Vikings for a second. Why did the Packers and the Bears catch the Lions? What did they do that they were able to get past the Detroit Lions?
So let's take it first with Green Bay. And it's no question, right? The Micah Parsons trade was a huge part of that. Micah Parsons was available in both the games that the Lions played in, and he was available up until last week. And when you're trying to counter what the Lions are doing, right? They have... In the last couple, I don't want to say historically, if your history only goes back 2 years, been a team that has been a very dynamic offense. How are you going to counter what the Lions were the last couple of years? You're going to improve your pass rush, and you're also going to improve your run defense. Now, Micah Parsons, he does a good job, not a great job against the run. He's there to simply put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But what else does Green Bay have up front? They got Rashawn Gary. They've got guys that can stop the run. And so I think that is really the biggest thing that they've done. Jordan Love this year has performed better than he has in a couple of years.
Correct.
And more consistently. And he's been healthy. for the most until this period.
Right.
And offensively, you know, with Christian Watson, when he's available, that receiving core, like, they have weapons to stress your defense.
Right. And, you know, health-wise, they suffered some devastating injuries, too. Not just Barca, Tucker Kraft. Right.
Correct. Now, when you're looking at, and the Green Bay didn't have as far to go as the Bears did.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vikings have kind of fallen off. But the Bears, what did they do? They went out and they got the best center available in free agency, coming from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and got Joe Tooney to play left guard.
What, they gave up a fourth round?
What, yeah. They addressed what was their biggest flaw, the inability to protect their quarterback. And this goes back not just to Caleb Williams last year, but in previous seasons. Mm-hmm. They were unable to protect Justin Fields when he was there. They were unable to protect Caleb Williams. And now, like, Caleb Williams he's really good on the run, but he doesn't have to be. And he's been able to learn under Ben Johnson, who's maybe his best asset is being a quarterback coach. I know he's really good at calling plays. Mm-hmm. We've seen that. We saw it here. Obviously, we're seeing it in Detroit. But I think, I mean, what did we see with Jared Goff when he came here? He was a beat down player. And he has retooled a lot of Jared Goff's games in terms of, you know, he's not going to be out there running against anyone, but his footwork in the pocket, his delivery, his decision making downfield, giving him things to think about during the game. Like, he is, I think, a really excellent quarterback coach. And he's done that with Caleb Williams.
I agree at 248-539-9797. I definitely agree on both your points, and they were going to be mine. But
I think they're the most obvious.
Yeah. With the Bears, it's not just protecting Caleb Williams with the offensive line. They run the hell out of the ball.
Yep.
I mean, DeAndre Swift has had a really good season, and the kid from Rutgers, who they drafted in the 7th round,
mm-hmm.
has been unbelievable. Monongai, right?
Monongai, yep.
He's been great. And it's because,
and why is that?
Because of their offensive line. Ben Johnson, not only did the Bears hire the best coach for them, they hired the best coach who learned from his previous job how to win in this division. And that's with the offensive line. And because their offensive line is really freaking good, that's why the Bears are really freaking good. And because of the offensive line problems with the Lions, they're not really freaking good.
And I'd also go to the defensive side with the Bears. Obviously, we talked about the Montez Sweat trade last year. Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, those were guys that are now, I think, in their third year. It was a big free agent class for them. They've always played really good defense. But then you throw on top of that, hey, you got a change in the coaching staff, bringing in Dennis Allen.
Yeah.
I think that was a huge part. And Dennis Allen, we all talked about it at, you know, here in Detroit. Who was Detroit going to go get? And we thought the relationship that Dan Campbell had with Dennis Allen being down in Minnesota would have been one that would have paid off for us, not for Chicago.
248-539-9797. That's the telephone number and the number for texts. Here's some texts, and pretty interesting. The Lions were surpassed by the Bears and the Packers because Frank Ragnow unexpectedly retired. That's the main reason. 25 injuries on defense doesn't help either, though, for a second year in a row. That's a Randy in Livonia. That's a good part of it.
Well, sure.
But
we're asking, those are things that happened here.
Right. We're asking, what did they do? And are you telling me that if Ragnow doesn't retire, yeah, the Lions are probably a better team, but I don't think it affects the Bears or the Packers. Now, do the Packers win both games against the Lions if Ragnow's here? Maybe. The Lions beat the Bears already, so that didn't affect that. The Packers haven't caught the Lions. They just got lucky. They're a really bad roster and a really bad coach who shouldn't be employed. This is coming from, he calls himself, a Packers fan.
I know there are a lot of people in Packer land that are not happy with Matt LaFleur.
Right.
But some of that is, Jordan Love is what he is, right? He's going to have games where he just throws inexplicable interceptions. But he also does have the upside of he's got enough confidence to be able to go downtown with the group of receivers that they have. Mm-hmm. I mean, was it the year before that they eventually took a receiver in the first round, Christian Watson. Wasn't it?
No, he was a second-round pick, I believe.
Who was the receiver they took in the first?
This year, Golden.
This year,
the kid from Texas,
yeah.
Golden.
And so they've been able to shift their perspective to where, hey, what was it for years and years with Aaron Rodgers? Like, they would not draft him a wide receiver.
No. And yeah, you'll like it. Here's Alan Lazard, and you'll like him.
Yeah, which he did.
Yeah.
But it goes to show that you do have to make adjustments in your philosophy. And the Packers did it, mm-hmm. and they also were of the mindset of, you know, F them picks, let's go get Micah Parsons.
Correct. My take on what went wrong with the Lions started around the Broderick Martin trade. Not that he missed on that draft pick, but Holmes started getting way too cute trading draft picks to move up. I believe all of these trades, like the Martin trade, the Manu trade, the Tesla trade, the trade up for Arnold where we gave up a third, all of that draft maneuvering has led us to the point with the complete lack of depth on the offensive and defensive lines. That's not incorrect. You don't know who they would have drafted if they made those picks.
Right.
But in fact, to argue that, and I'm not, you're right, but Broderick Martin is a defensive lineman, or was. He got cut by the Steelers the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Manu is an offensive line, but they could have probably got better offensive linemen.
Right, but then it goes to his evaluation of those positions.
Right.
Because it was Onwuzurike, who's never done anything here. I know Aleem McNeil was good, and I think he will be again. I think he's still recovering from the ACL. I expect him to be at full strength and much more effective next year. But a lot of those guys, you know, at both of Kobe Soersdal, like what was that?
You know my app on that pick?
Oh, what is it?
Puka.
Mm. Well, I think there's a lot of people that could,
yes,
could say that. But there's 31 other teams.
In that round,
sure.
I think Soersdal was taken right before him or very close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want to talk about that. Who was the one when they took Rakestraw? Was it Roger Rosengarten or whatever?
Yeah, Rosengarten, who's now in Baltimore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not what the other teams did. It's what the Lions didn't do. That's why they caught them.
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Yes.
I mean, it has to be both, right? The Bears are a much better team than they were last year.
Absolutely.
And the Packers, I don't know that the Packers are that much better. They were better with Micah Parsons. But I think if you had put this year's Green Bay team up against last year's Lions team, I'd take the Lions every day.
Absolutely.
It's going to be interesting, too, because once they pay Caleb, that O-line goes away. Because the reason they could afford to spend $52 million on their interior O-line this offseason is because Caleb Williams is on a rookie contract.
Well, right, but they're 2 years away from having to do that.
Exactly.
Right, and if they're smart, they'll start, you know, drafting offensive linemen now, yes, to get ready for that. Let's go to Dan. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, it's Sam. But all
Sorry,
I have
Sam.
To say is, no, you're good. Merry Christmas for one.
You too.
So the thing that's killing me is the only thing that messed up is Brad Holmes this year really didn't do what he usually does. And to me, it falls off on a person that's running our team that didn't draft right this year, traded up, did what he had to do, whatever, all that stuff. But you didn't build nothing around that team right now. You didn't add no specialty to it. You didn't do nothing. You knew you were going to lose Ben Johnson. And who did you hire for his replacement? Literally a person that, to me, can't run this offense. It's just an offense that's not what his scheme is. That's just my opinion. So we need to find a real offensive coordinator, and I hate to say it, and a real defensive coordinator. Shepherd is not like how Glenn was. I know his energy is the same thing, but it all comes out to be it's our management. Our head coach, it comes down to Dan Campbell and all the coaches. And then losing Decker, like, before the season.
You mean right? You mean Ragnow?
Yeah.
All right. 248-539-9797.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Santa Claus is close. We're going through Europe right now. 248-539-9797. We're talking about the Detroit Lions. And what did the Packers and Bears do to catch the Lions in the division? And it seems to me that most of our callers and texters, John, are reluctant to give the Packers any credit. It's more like blaming the Lions.
Well, that's because, I mean, the Packers were right there. They were just behind the Lions, so they didn't have as much to do. So I don't know that the Packers are all that much better. They certainly are better defensively with Micah Parsons this year than they were last year. But I think we're all looking at it going, the Lions are not the team that they were the last couple of years, clearly.
Right.
And they have gone further back than the Packers have gone up. Now, it's different when you're talking about the Bears because of the additions that they made, you know, both the coordinators, head coach, but the additions that they made on the offensive line. The formula was right there.
They saw it. Ben Johnson saw the formula, baby. And he got it, that's for sure. Let's go to James. You're 97-1.
Hi, guys.
You're talking about the Bears.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering. Hello?
Yo. You're on. Speak.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I was just wondering, with the offensive line being so bad this year, there's a couple big names coming out in free agency. Do you guys have any candidates you think Brad should go after to secure this offensive line?
I haven't. To be honest, I haven't looked at the free agency list yet.
Yeah, I took a glance at it. It's not a great free agent list, but you don't need a great free agent list to be better than you were this year.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because the offensive line has been terrible this year, and you can see with Green Bay, even Minnesota has a decent offensive line, and Chicago this year. Like, we need to do something.
No doubt.
Yeah, they're certainly going to have to shift their focus and do something more than just rely on the draft to build this team. They're going to have to do it like they did with Kevin Zeitler. It's you don't have to go get a guy and sign him to a 5-year, you know, record contract. You don't have to go out there and get the best guy, but you got to go out there and get guys that are clearly better than what we have, and they can be veteran guys that maybe only have a couple of years left to play.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's also rookies. I mean, they will be drafting, unfortunately. They're not going to have a horrible draft pick anymore, you know, because they'll be probably middle of the pack. I mean, right now they're slated to pick, 17th,
yeah,
I believe. You know, and I've seen them various mock drafts for, you know, edge rushers and offensive linemen. And if you want to go offensive line, there's the kid from Alabama, Caden Proctor, that some people love.
Mm-hmm.
And also the kid from Miami. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. Maui Goa, who's really, really good.
Yes.
So There's people available. They just got to do it. And look, there's also no guarantee that Decker's coming back, right?
Right.
He's hinted that he's going to retire, but it has crossed his mind to a certain extent. And conversely, there's no guarantee that Ragnow won't come back. He still hasn't, I don't think he's filed his papers yet, correct?
There's no papers to file. You either play or you don't.
Okay.
That's the biggest misconception. That there's no papers that you file that say I'm officially retired.
Really? How has that charade lived on for decades then?
I don't know.
All right.
There's no papers to file.
Okay. I'm not saying
you can apply for your continued benefits.
Okay.
We've heard about all of that with Philip Rivers and his insurance.
Yeah.
So yes, I mean once you apply for that, then it's kind of a telltale sign that you're in retirement.
Let's go to Steve. You're on 97.1. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you too. I just want to say the big thing about the Packers and the Bears, they stayed pretty healthy. That's why they went ahead of the Lions.
Well, they haven't had as many. The number of injuries hasn't been there.
Right.
But they had, like, the Bears, what's his name there? Really good defensive back, Jalen Johnson, right?
Yes.
He just came back.
Right.
Well, that's only one player, not three safeties.
No,
they lost their left tackle, Braxton Jones.
Yeah.
They lost the Johnson, so they lost their left tackle. They also,
Romo Dunze's been in and out.
What's his name? Edmonds or Edwards, one of them just came back.
Right.
So, yeah. Look, nobody's had a unit, I don't think, decimated like the Lions' secondary.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So they got injuries, but everybody gets injuries. But it seems like the Lions have had a lot more than the Packers and the Bears have stayed relatively one or two at a time. So,
yeah. I mean, so it's
that's, just my, that's just my take.
Right. And now 2 years in a row, last year it was, up front. This year it's on the back end of the defense.
Right.
You've got to figure out why. Is there anything you could be doing to lessen the impact of injuries? Well, obviously, in terms of roster, it's depth, quality of depth.
Right.
But it's also, what are you doing in the offseason? What are you doing in training camp? How are you practicing throughout the course of the year? All of those things need to be considered as factors in why the Lions continue to suffer these injuries. Now, if it's just, if everybody always wants to go, well, Dan Campbell's camp is too hard, or they hit too much during the regular season. Well, why aren't there more injuries on the offense? Why is it always on defense?
Yeah.
I mean, all of those raise the question. I'm not saying there is one answer for the reason, but there needs to be something that is corrected.
But one thing I can't stand is there are people, and you're not doing this like some fans, whenever a team gets injuries, get rid of the strength and conditioning coach. Get rid of that stuff. I mean, yeah, sure. That has nothing to do. Look at some of the injuries, too. Have nothing to do, like Brian Branch.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Injuries happen in the game of football.
Yeah.
And we have no idea what's going on with Kirby Joseph. Will he even ever be the same? Will he ever play again?
I know.
We have no idea.
Right.
So, But again, all of those things, there's never one reason for why something is happening. There's a number of them. So you need to tweak all of them. Some of it is just in roster in terms of depth and where you put your resources. I think that's a big question for the Lions. They've obviously put a lot of resources into their guys that they've drafted, and they have neglected paying anybody in the middle of that offense, that offensive line.
Well, They paid Ragnow, and he retired. They paid Decker.
He's not in the middle of the offensive line.
Right. They paid Sewell.
He's not in the middle of the offensive line.
They brought back Glasgow, though, right?
Right, but you're not breaking the bank on him.
No, I know. Yeah. You know what? They just don't respect guards.
Well, it's a tough thing to do.
I understand it. That's why, like, if you and TJ were playing, you'd get the cabbage and he wouldn't. By the way, the Lions take care of their tackles,
yes,
right?
Yes, which is appropriate.
Yeah, but that's just, most teams. The tackles are the highest paid ones, right?
Every team.
Yeah,
yeah. It goes to. All right, I'll do what I can to make TJ mad. It goes to the level of importance, but as we've seen, like Kevin Zeitler, he was a guy that didn't break the bank last year.
No.
This year, he went down to Tennessee, and we all know he went down there because he wanted to be, you know, that's where his family's from. He wanted to be there. 1 year, $9 million. All right. So, again, you're not breaking the bank on getting guys that are quality players. We're not saying you have to go out there and get, you know, the number one guard in free agency. And they won't be able to because they're paying so many of their other guys. Salary cap becomes an issue. But there are quality players that you can get, reliable players that can fit into this offense and do a great job.
They're going to have major cap issues. I mean, how they're going to restructure Goff's contract, because it has to be restructured. Because what's he supposed to make, like $70 million next year?
That's cap hit, yeah.
Yeah, so they have to do that. You have to figure that some of these guys, you don't want to see them leave, are going to be salary cap cut casualties, like maybe, you know, Montgomery. Or I heard suggested, Mike said, I heard on the other day, they may have to consider trading like somebody like Aleem McNeil, see what you can get.
Sure. I mean, because you got to unload some cap and get some, hopefully it's a, you know, it's not going to be a comparable player because it's never a one-for-one swap,
right.
But you're hoping the value is a player that can be productive plus a draft pick.
Absolutely. 248-539-9797. Speaking of draft picks, we have our game picks coming up next, 97.1. Merry Christmas. It is the Costa and Jansen program. Stoney here with John as Jim will be back on these airwaves actually next Monday.
Yes, Monday morning.
Are you going anywhere for a vacation? I know you have to go to the
bowl game.
Yeah. Is there, are you going to make a family pilgrimage to Disney?
We normally do, but this year, no, we're... I'm going to the bowl game, come back with the team and
business trip.
Yeah, it's a business trip. Got to get a win. Beat those Longhorns.
How early do you go?
I'm going with the team on Friday.
Okay.
So I'll be there the entire time and I'll come back with the team after the game on the 31st. So be home for New Year.
They do Universal or Magic Kingdom or any of that stuff that they, you know, usually bowl games.
The players might.
Yeah.
They normally do some things like that. Yeah, there's always the bowl always puts together a little bit of a entertainment package for the teams. It's not all, you know, practice and football. So I'm sure there'll be something like that down there. I'm not concerned about it. Like you said,
I know
it's a business trip.
You'd rather go to the Rose Bowl where you can participate in the Beef Bowl.
Yes.
That must have been fun as a player.
Oh, it was awesome.
I remember the first
Big Ten bowl. Always wins that one, too.
Yeah, they win that, but they don't win the game. You guys did, but
yeah.
I mean, I remember the first one I covered was when they lost to Arizona State.
The first Beef Bowl or the first game?
Well, both.
Okay.
Because I did the whole thing. Disneyland, the Beef Bowl.
Did you get to eat at Lowry's as well? Or
yeah.
Uh-huh. What'd you think?
It was delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. Sides are good, too. Now, you don't waste your time with much of the sides because it's all the beef you can eat.
See, the sides are really, really good. I don't remember exactly they are, but when I go to a steakhouse, I mean, you have to have cream spinach.
No, you don't.
Oh, you do.
Oh, Stoney. That's where we part ways.
Yeah. You're not a cream spinach guy?
No. Oh. I'll have, as soon as you heat up spinach and it starts to wilt, no, there's nothing about it.
Cream,
a salad.
Cream spinach doesn't wilt.
Huh?
Cream spinach really doesn't wilt because it's so creamy. It's not really good for you, but because it's so much.
Okay, I don't know if you know this. I know it's only been about 5 years or so that we've been working together.
Yeah,
if I'm just going with the family, yes. I'm not going to order five steaks. So I will partake in the sides because you do have to leave full.
Yeah.
But if I'm going somewhere like a Lowry's Beef Bowl where they're just, it's unlimited steak, then I'm going full on unlimited steak.
I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. All right. We should pay homage to two professional football teams, professional sports teams right now.
Yes.
In our city.
Yeah, that are performing well.
Yes. And I'd love to hear from people who, A, either stayed up late and watched the Pistons, B, the team is not that good, Sacramento, obviously, but it's still, you know, they won by 9. You know, Cade with 23, JD with 23. Durant had 13 rebounds. Cade had 14 assists. As they call him, Unk. Tobias Harris had 24 points.
Yeah. They just call that to all the old guys now?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. They're 24-6. This time last year, they were 13-17.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Wings last night, and I'd love to hear from people who were there because it appeared to be a raucous crowd, one of the best of the year. They win 4-3 in overtime, and with all due respect, they weren't defeating, you know, Pittsburgh or some of the okay teams in the East.
You're right.
They were playing arguably the second best team in the National Hockey League last night, the Dallas Stars,
yeah,
who are really freaking good and are highly skilled. And the Wings dominated the first period, led 1-0, and they fell behind and had a bad second period. It was 2-1, tied it up. Dallas went ahead, and the Wings come back with a great, great goal. JVR, James Van Riemsdyk, with a sick behind-the-back pass
between the legs.
Larkin between the legs for the goal. And then Larkin wins it. That tied it, and Larkin wins it in overtime. And the Red Wings right now are in first place. And I know a lot of us are like, oh, we've been there before. But, yeah, they have 47 points. They're tied with Carolina, who they play next down in Raleigh over the weekend, for the most points in the Eastern Conference. They're 22-13-3. This time last year, they were 16-18-4. And they were basically starting to get booed off the ice at the LCA. And on December 26th, which is Friday.
Right around the corner.
Friday. Yeah. 2024, Steve Yzerman fired Derek Lalonde. Derek Lalonde was gone. Todd McClellan took over. And right now, since Todd McClellan has been the head coach, if my math is correct, they are 48-31-7.
Yep, through 86 games.
Yeah. Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Do you believe that these two teams, the Pistons and the Red Wings, have a chance to make it to the finals of their prospective divisions, conferences? 97-1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.